Hello, this is Grant from Bank of Cardiff.
Mr. Jurgensen,
Mr. Jurgensen, that's my dad's name.
what's up? It's Bill. I know, just figured I'd throw a curveball. Something.
Oh, not nice dog.
Been had meetings all day, so one of those days. I know that I was just talking to Ruben before a couple deals, but you got like 3-4 minutes?
Yeah, let me just wrap something up that I was doing, and then I'll be all yours.
Sure.
Let's get this note in our system.
Want to follow up with your request, and then a couple other ones I just wanted to give you a heads up on.
Alright, cool. September. Okay, cool, there's that. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Fucking dang. Alright. I think I'm yours. What's going on?
Alright. Couple things. So, just figure I'd call just to rather than do email. It'll be quicker. City Motors Towing. This one, the merchant has a 592 FICO. So, little beat up. So won't be able to get the line of credit for that reason. Same reason for as far as an increase. The guy merchant does just about looks like about 110 to 120k in deposits. So the 180 we had, I think is about as aggressive we can get. Best case scenario, maybe like an extra 5, maybe 10k at the best. But I just wanted to see what the nature of the request for the our specific amount was. So I didn't know if there was more to the story.
Okay, so it's a kind of a long story.
Figured. I figured it's something.
So we originally were trying to get some equipment finance done for this guy. I think he's trying to buy like those mega tow trucks, like the tow trucks that tow like freaking sleeper trucks. So the giant ass one.
So the like, super huge ones. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we tried to do that by putting some of his trucks and trailers up as collateral, but nobody was taking it because of his poor credit. So he originally was trying to go for 400K. So honestly, we're just trying to get as much money as we can and seeing if we can't finance any of them. So that's the reason for the funds. So they're trying to buy one of those giant-ass towers.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm writing notes down because I figured it was some like when it was like a very specific number like that, like hey, close to this. It was either I figured either he has an MCA that we didn't know about, or he has a specific you know amount he needs. Okay, so I'm just writing notes. He needs a specific amount. Need to get up. I don't think if we can get too much more on this again for the same credit related reasons. If he had. Or LaDonna, I guess. LaDonna, Donna, Ainsworth. Is that one name? Anyway, is her real middle name Donna when her first name is LaDonna?
LaDonna, Donna? I hope so.
I mean, I would decline it just based on the name. Nah, just joking. Yeah, her name is LaDonna, middle name Donna Ainsworth. All right. Okay, well, just playing. Okay, so... I would say best case scenario we're looking at, like 190, and that's like a big stretch. But yeah, so can't do the credit line. So do you think that's kind of like 225K or bust, or can have possibly do?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think this could be a long shot deal altogether, but it's Dennis Kaminsky's, that's really all I got.
Got it. Okay. In that case, I'll just put a note. So I'll follow up DK tomorrow then. DK's deal. I'll call him, see if there's something I can do to help it. Okay, cool. So that's for that one. I had a couple of the questions. The other ones I feel like, I don't know if it's you, Amy, or somebody else. Let me see. Oh, okay, Jay handled the other one as far as the zero balance one. I knew there was something, another reason why I wanted to call, but now I found it. Wait, nope, I lost it again. Hold on.
Art dealer?
Yeah, there it is. Okay, art dealer, long and short, that was a restricted industry for a long time for us. We reopened it for a couple of months, I think probably 3 or 4 months where we tested out with, you know, a whole bunch of new industries. That one is now back on restricted. So long and short of it, was not a good fit. So we cannot do art dealers anymore.
All right,
don't support
cool.
the arts. Well, I guess we support the arts, just not the dealers. Not the pushers.
Gotcha.
Okay, so the other one that I was going to call out, so this one is one that we had, our underwriter had held it up, and I think it was Canson Electronics.
Oh, yes, Canson Electronics.
So, interestingly enough, it got held up because they wanted to ask about some wires coming from Mexico, basically. I'd given kind of like a BS, kind of like my best guess as to what it was. I just kind of like made up, I was like, oh yeah, that's like, you know, their manufacturer or their whatever the fuck, or distributor, something like that. I was like, oh, they have things that are, you know, the people that manufacture are there, it's out, oh, you know, it's in Mexico, whatever. I gave some sort of half-assed response, but actually was fine enough to move forward. So I didn't know if this was one that was still active with you guys, now that at least we got the approval.
I'm not sure off the top of my head. I know I put in that approval into our system a few hours ago. Let me look at the right deal. And then... No response as of yet.
Okay, so just still working it, pretty much? We have a buttload of approvals right now, just looking at the pipeline. So what I'll do is I'll send an email tomorrow, just kind of to you and funding, just to, like, kind of triage some of them, just because I was just looking at the pipeline just before I called. It's like, Jesus Christ, there's a lot out here, which is good. So there's quite a bit of food in the pipe here. So I think from what I see, if this is correct, of valid approvals, we still have Eminem, I know, should be coming back. A couple of checkouts live that I'll probably talk to Kara about tomorrow, and other docs that we have out. But at least from what I'm seeing, 47 approvals outstanding, which is great. But now just trying to mow them down. So I wanted to kind of help out with some of the ones that may be older. So I figured I'd just... were there any of the ones that you wanted to talk about, though? At least while we're chatting?
No, I don't think so. Just when you do send over that list of pending outstanding approvals, include Dennis on it, and maybe just say, hey, Dennis, if you need second voice on any of these, just let us know. That's usually what we do anyway, so...
Cool. That's kind of what I figured. I'll send that to you guys and him. Ruben, too, or just Dennis?
Yeah, just Dennis for now.
Cool. Yeah, I know Ruben, like, helps out some of the guys, but I guess DK's full job is to...
Yeah, he's helping out all the younger sales reps, help teaching them and whatnot, and so the majority of on-deck approvals he'll be directly involved with. Ruben can get involved with you guys, but it's more related to
his deals
and sometimes other reps' deals, but really it's mostly equipment for him.
Got it.
Yep.
So anyone's that also, he's kind of, I guess, the equipment lead, so to speak, and DK is kind of the working capital lead, for lack of a better way. I've kind of figured so much, but I just didn't know. I know sometimes Ruben will help out some other guys. When I was hanging out with him last time he came. 2 weeks ago. But anyway, I was still there. Cool. So, yeah, I'll send that over tomorrow. I knew there was one other reason I was going to ask. Figueroa. So I know that I send over the list of those liens that there was questions about. It looks like it was like a county liens.
Yeah.
But I wanted to give you I wanted to find out how much the guy was looking for, because it looks like this merchant was going to get capped at $150 because of said liens.
What's the name
credit.
Of the deal?
Figueroa Mountain.
No! Please give them $250K. Just give them $1 million, please. I really like the brewery.
Oh, it's like you've actually it's like a local brew.
Yeah, area? I've been to their brewery. I've followed them for a long time. I like them a lot.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
I'm looking at their website now.
They're up in Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo. I went to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, so.
Oh, interesting.
I was so excited when this came across. Dang it.
Okay. I
forwarded all that information to DK to look over. You know, I pulled a TLO on these guys, and I didn't get any liens, but maybe I'm missing something.
You know what it is? IRS liens will show up, state liens will show up, but if there's anything private or smaller, in this case county level, these were county level liens that came up. So it's sometimes a little tricky. So private liens, where it's like just like a dispute or something like that, will not show up on those kind of reports. It's on some of our reports, obviously. In this case, it looks like there's just some local liens in the county level. I do see some IRS stuff, but that was all paid off or terminated. Hold on. Wait a second. I think I'm confusing myself here. Oh, wait, no, I was just looking at the wrong place. I was looking at the UCC list. No, that's not the right place. So basically, there was an IRS lien that was figured out and terminated. That one is fine, but the ones I sent were the ones on the county level. So I think it looks like their business credit was a little bit beat up because of that amongst a couple other... Ooh. Hold on a sec. I mean, I'll tell DK, but if you want to put in your notes that... if we did get the information on the liens, the approval that we're looking at, again, this is not guaranteed, but at least just wanted to give you the intel up front, that we're looking at 150 over 12 was what the underwriter was about to approve it for once we get information on the liens. I'm looking at his business credit right now. It looks like he's been 17 times past due as recent as 9/30/2016, so that was 2 weeks ago. So he's got actually... 60 to 90 days past due 5 times, most recent. Yeah, so they have some current past dues that are reporting on the business credit, on PayNet specifically. Maximum liens ever, $89,000. Yep, that's probably the tax lien. So some of the liens also negatively impacted the business credit that the guy had. But it looks like current past dues on top of the kind of former liens. So, this is one that, what's their scoring like? I mean, if we get 150, I may be able to get a modest increase, potentially, to like 175 or something, but, no guarantees, but I just wanted to give you guys intel up front, just as to what to expect once we do get paperwork on that.
All right, I'll put a note in that. It's probably 150K max. We got DFS offering 323K, but they kill things in funding all the time, so that's a big worry for us. And then we got NewLogic offering us 150K over 17 months, offering us an MCA, actually, as well as the loan. So, dang, I really, really wanted to see this one fund, just so that I could go visit them again and be like, ha, I funded your loan, and they give me free beer. But
yep, I've done those. I was trying to do that with Grimaldi's, which I know DK was still trying to reel in.
When you talk to him next, tell him what the fuck.
Nah, he told me about the guy. I guess got like $2 million or so from like somewhere, some bank.
Oh, he did.
Like a legitimate bank. alternative space, but that he was saying that the guy may still circle back for, what we can give him too. Just he's trying to just see if he absolutely needs it, kind of thing.
I hope he soon does. I really do.
Indeed. But cool. I just wanted to kind of go over those real quick. So yeah, I'll send the list tomorrow with other stuff. But I wanted to get intel on Figueroa. So I know you were working on that, and then yeah, we'll see what we can reel in. Got plenty of inventory, and see if Karen and the team, we can knock them down.
Yeah, definitely would love to knock them down. I'd love to fund, like, another $2 million. I'm really trying to push our sales reps to do so. So hopefully we can have another June. That's all I ever want.
Indeed. I mean, we got the pipeline, so that's usually the hard part. So, obviously the selling is hard too, but, you can't fund what you don't got. At least we got the pipeline for it. So I'll send you guys a list of ours outstanding, like, approval volume, but I'm sure it's going to be somewhere like $4 million in approval volume that we have out.
All right.
Something good.
Yeah, I'll look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, we got this month is still young, got 9 business days left, so plenty of time to make it rain.
Yeah, seriously, I want it to rain. I want it to downpour. I want it to Hurricane Sandy, honestly.
Let's go Hurricane Sandy on that pipeline. Let's do it.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, buddy. You take it easy.
All right, great. I'll see you guys later.
Bye.